But now we'll go specifically to the new ARL Commission. I've got five questions here, boys. I hope you're ready. We'll alternate one by one. I've got the clock to go off. We've only got 5 minutes to do this. So here we go. Bang at them. Pete, you can go first. The final series change, was it a success?
Sorry, I missed the question, mate.
The final series, the change from the McIntyre system, was it a success?
Yes, because people knew whether their team had to win or not to be in there the next week. Absolutely.
And Tigers MS, what about your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. Much better system. Everyone knew what was happening. The game, there was no real upsets, but, you know, so what? The better team should win.
The firing of David Gallop, how did you think it was handled, Tigers MS?
I think it wasn't handled particularly well, but he had to go when he had to go. They had to get rid of him as quickly as possible if he wasn't going to be the CEO. So I got no real problems there, apart from the fact that I thought he was quite a good administrator.
Pete?
I thought it was a bit rough, actually, because only a few months before, I thought they'd... That said, he said he's going to be around for another couple of years. So obviously there's a few things going on in the background, but I didn't really compliment him. I didn't think enough on the good things that he's done for the game.
The TV deal, Pete, how it all played out, the final result, a tick or a cross or somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle. I'd probably give it about a 7.5 out of 10. The actual amount of money, I think, is pretty good. Personally, I want to see less night games and more day games, and that includes the grand final and final series. However, I think that the Channel 9 is probably the right pick there. I'm largely happy with the deal.
Oh, just got in time there, Pete. Tigers MS, what about you, the TV deal?
TV deal, great financially for the fans and for the players, an absolute dog of a deal.
The search for a new CEO continuing to be ongoing. Tigers MS, what's your thoughts on that?
I should probably go with the interim guy at the moment, Shane Matzke, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He's really only a figurehead if you've got a commission.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pete, what about yourself?
Yeah, that is a good point. Or maybe they could even possibly look at I'd like the idea... Maybe looking from someone outside the sport. I don't really want a club-affiliated person.
It continues to be an issue, is club affiliation. It's certainly not as bad as it was, but has been an issue in the past. And finally, Pete, the referees. How does the ARL Commission alleviate the fans and clubs' concerns for 2013 and beyond?
I think they need to clarify around a couple of the rules regarding the benefit of the doubt, probably remove it, and define a put down, please.
And Tigers MS?
Yeah, look, the refs have to referee like they did on grand final day, especially in the lower grades. They were outstanding. They called the penalty straight away. They didn't wait for a try to be scored before calling it.
Yeah.
They just made the decision and everyone lived by it.
Very good points, guys, and you killed it for the time. I didn't have to go to the alarms at all. There they are. Well ahead of schedule. Well done. Well, Tigers MS has a listener question that's come in to him about crowds for the year. Now, Tigers...
Crowd figures this year. Do you want me to go through it by team or just go through various teams?
Yeah, I think we'll just get sort of a bit of a summary of which teams have done the best and the worst.
The top four teams, and we'll just relate them to how they finish on the ladder. Yeah, Brisbane, Canterbury, Newcastle and Souths were the top four. Brisbane had the highest, which was 593,000 in total for the year. Then it went to Canterbury, Newcastle, South, as I said, New Zealand, Parramatta, the Dragons, the Tigers, Manly, North Queensland, Titans, Cronulla, Melbourne, Roosters, Penrith and Canberra. Canberra had abysmal crowds this year.
it was due to a little bit of the way they were playing and a little bit of the weather that they copped. The highest crowd for this year was the last round, which was Parramatta versus St George, which was the farewell games for the stalwarts of two from either side.
Yeah.
And going to the bottom, lowest crowds. The lowest crowd of the year was Penrith versus New Zealand, 5,778.
Oh, that's awful.
Very bad. And I don't, like. Yeah. 10,000 should be your absolute lowest for any team. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how bad you're going.
No.
Yeah, that's very bad. Canberra feature quite a bit in this. Canberra versus the Tigers, Parramatta, Roosters, Titans, Melbourne, Penrith. So Canberra obviously aren't a team that likes to be supported at home or away, except in the semi-final.
They love a bandwagon. They love to jump on a bandwagon in Canberra. It doesn't matter what the sport is.
They certainly do.
Canberra Cannons, the basketball team, went from heroes to zeros and out of the comp in the space of a very few years.
Yeah, spot on. I remember that.
Gold Coast Titans were the least away-supported team, which is quite surprising when you consider North Queensland teams have to travel. North Queensland supporters would have to travel further.
And the Warriors as well.
And the Warriors, the Storm, well, of course. Even. But, Gold Coast Titans feature 3, 4, 5 times as the away team in that lowest crowd thing. So Brisbane, of course, being the one team town in a city, should top the table, and they do. New Zealand did quite well for the season they had, and that's a good thing for them. Fifth place, Parramatta had a dog of a season, and that was sixth, so that's pretty good as well. Melbourne, I'm not sure if their crowds went up or down, but their average for the year was 13,000, which is not too bad. Whereas for the Roosters, they had a 14,000 average, Penrith had a 12,000 average, and Canberra had an 11,000 average. Pretty ordinary stuff there. So hopefully next year, and they are talking about an indoor, a closed-in stadium in Canberra now.
Wow!
If that happens, then I'm sure you'll probably get about another 4,000 to the ground, because it just is. Some days it's just bitterly cold to go.
That's very interesting, because I think with this night football being here to stay, the quality of rugby league has dropped significantly. As opposed to playing the day, and that's something Pete mentioned earlier in an earlier segment. If they could get indoor stadiums and get that right for rugby league, that would solve that problem.
Yeah, especially in the colder climate areas anyway.
Yeah, climate-controlled stadiums.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be 17 degrees or something like that inside the dome, for example. Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Well,
Melbourne
I hope...
played a couple of games... at least one game, I remember, was one game against the Dragons about 10 years ago at the Auckland Stadium.
Yeah.
First one ever played under the roof in the main competition in Australia.
Well, I like it. I like the idea. We'll see how it plays out. Now, Pete has a special segment here on the more humorous side of the game. Pete, what have you got for us?
Well, we all know the story this year, gentlemen, of three players transferring mid-season and ended up playing in the grand final the other day. It was Richie Faye, so coming up on the winning side for Melbourne. On the losing side for the Bulldogs were the Sam Perrott and Christian Inu. Christian Inu joins Phil Sigsworth as the only player to lose three grand finals for different teams. Prol Siggy did it with Manly, Newtown and Canterbury, but significantly all against Parramatta. Christian Inu was the only one to have done it against different clubs, or at least two different clubs. He did it against Manly last year for the Warriors, and the previous time in 2009 for Parramatta was against Melbourne also. So he's been defeated by Melbourne twice and by Manly once. So, yeah, he has the distinction of... being defeated by more than one club in three different grand finals.
So all he's got to do now to match Phil Sigsworth is get sent off in a grand final.
He did in 1986 for a head-high tackle on Brett Kenny.
Still the last one, and James Graham must have come close this weekend.
It's sort of like the reverse Paul Fatawira.
It is, yes.
Get him in.
Maybe the reverse Norm Proven, mate. I'm not sure.
When they make the grand final, don't play him. It's kind of like him and Brian Smith should team up.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Oh, Christian, mate.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we need to keep moving this along. And, well, you are listening to NRL Live, and you can find us at www.paulygsports.com. We have a Facebook fan page, so make sure you get on there and like it, and tell your friends about it. Keep tuning into the website through the off-season. We'll have lots of information on there and the goings-ons. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at PaulyGSports. TigersMS is at TigersMS78. And Pete, we're going to keep hassling you through the off-season to get a Twitter account. We'll just, come on. But in the meantime, you can get hold of both TigersMS and myself via the tweets. But there's also other sports that we do on the website. There is NFL, there's cricket, and basically anything that's sporting or could be sporting related is on there. So there's also some links to some pretty awesome other information and sites. Get down and look at it. Keep an eye on it during the off season for any other breaking news. If something big happens, we might do another podcast this year. Otherwise, maybe one in just starting into the new year that kind of gives us an idea of what's happening for 2013. I'd like to say thank you to our loyal listeners and to everyone that's downloaded out there. Really appreciate your support the first year of doing this. And Pete, big thank you to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. It's been great fun.
It has. And Tigers MS, not only this show, but of course West Tigers Live, which you can also download at www.paulygsports.com. Thank you very much for
what
you've done.
Not a worry, stay for the money.
Well, it's commission, so you get a percentage. And unfortunately, we're all on the same percentage, and it's all the same amount. But Tigers MS has his own blogs and different views that you can read on the internet. So if you go to my site again, you can sort of get hold of those links and follow him, and or just follow him on Twitter. That's really the easiest way. TigersMS78, guys. The world of sport. It's been a massive success, this segment. And just to lighten the mood a bit at the end of each show, and my best of for the year, well, chess boxing. I mean, it's taken the world by storm. Now, apparently that there was a show that's been sold out in London at the Albert Hall. This is on October the 10th, so it's coming up. Sold out. Chess boxing at the Royal Albert Hall loading bay. I kid you not. It's a basement venue with painted walls and a bar. Still, it got the Beatles started in their first venue, The Cavern in Liverpool. And the Albert Hall Freak Show appears to be an international cast. There's four scheduled bouts starring Singapore's Brian Woon versus mighty Sean Mooney from Canada. I don't think he's related to Sean Meaney of the West Tiger or Balmain Ride Eastwood New South Wales Cup team. There's also Germany's Tim CSI Benfelt, Mike the Bedfordshire Bull Boddedly, Lithuania's Pocket Dynamo Vladimir Gasarin, and carrying hopes of all Latin America, Costa Rica's outstanding young prospect, Jose Sanchez. Amen. Amen to that. That's quite simply the greatest lineup of chess boxing talent in history, at least according to them. The audience is unanimous in its enthusiasm, is the quote from BBC One, while The Independent says, fascinating. Apparently, there is somebody trying to cover this story from the London Standard. But in a few words, it hasn't gone down that well with the London Chess Boxing Organisation on their website. They still believe that the city will enjoy the kind of profile, chess will enjoy the kind of profile it hasn't seen since Garry Kasparov. And when he took on Nigel Short for the World Chess Championship in the capital.
I remember that. No, wait, I don't, sorry.
So, we did just miss the fight also in England, but not at the Albert Hall, but just at the Scala at King's Cross, which featured Andy the Rock Costello, Gianluca Il Dottore Sergi, Ben Reed, and Sergio the Phoenix Levique.
That's awesome.
Plus, women's UK flyweight title, Ruthie Pink Machine Wright versus Beth Cordingley. That was on this weekend, so I'll have to put an update on the website because I cannot find the results for that one. But chess boxing alive and well in London, and that one at the Royal Albert Hall, that's not to be missed, guys. There it is, World of Sport for 2012.
Amen. Sensational.
Amen indeed. And guys, thank you once again. Don't forget,
no worries,
you can download the show at www.pulleygsports.com or West Tigers Live for that matter. And like us on the Facebook page if you haven't already. We just got that going and we've already got over 50 likes. So we're doing well, but we want to keep it going. All right, Pete, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for all your help this year.
Well, it's been great, mate. See you soon.
See you, mate. And Tikes MS, see you later as well.